From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Harshan Ratanpal. Lisa Meyer has been elected to the Columbia City Council's second ward position. She defeated candidate Robert Schreiber III by about 400 votes, making it one of the closer races of last night's municipal election in Boone County. Meyer's campaign centered around three issues: health, safety, and infrastructure. Meyer attributes her campaign policies of health and infrastructure to her experiences as a cancer survivor. Regarding safety, Meyer expressed support for the Columbia Police Department and other first responders.
Our goals are going to be together to make our community safer, our streets better, and our community healthier. And we cannot do that without each other.
Meyer is set to be sworn into office on April 11th, and her first council meeting will take place on April 15th. Boone County voters overwhelmingly approved a property tax freeze for seniors yesterday. Votes in favor of the tax freeze totaled nearly 14,000 compared to about 6,500 votes opposed, according to an unofficial tally by the county clerk's office. The freeze applies to property owners 62 years or older, but the policy's finer details still need to be ironed out by the county commission. The Columbia Missourian reports the commission previously declined to implement the policy last November, citing its vague language. Also, school districts and other taxing entities in Boone County have expressed concerns over a potential loss in revenue. Supporters of Columbia School Board candidates gathered at International Tap House last night for a watch party to monitor Boone County's election results. KBIA's Lily Halloran reports.
Boone County voters elected two new Columbia Public School District board members last night. Winning candidates Gene Snodgrass and Alvin Cobbins gathered at International Tap House for a watch party. One other candidate, John Potter, awaited results at CJ's Hot Wings with his family. When the results were finalized around 10 p.m., Snodgrass and Cobbins both celebrated their wins with a group of friends, family, and other supporters. The incumbent Snodgrass was first elected to the board in 2021. Last night, she received the most votes at 11,000. Snodgrass says she's ready to keep doing work for the district, starting at the board's meeting on Monday.
Just thankful to be able to serve a second term and that voters trust me to be able to do that.
When newcomer candidate Cobbins heard the news of his win, he said he was in awe of the community's support.
This is just the beginning. You know, I'm going to keep the promises that I made, early childhood literacy, bringing everybody together, encouraging parents to become more involved in the district. We're just going to get it right.
Both the winners say they're thankful to their supporters who spent the evening with them and ready to start implementing new policies in Columbia Public Schools.
KBIA's Lily Halloran reporting. Randy Houselton is Jefferson City's new first ward city council member. He defeated incumbent Jack Deacon by 110 votes yesterday. Deacon has been in office since 2022 and says he's happy it's a young conservative who's replacing him.
He has a conservative point of view where you spend less than what you make, and I think he'll be all right.
Houselton says he only spent $691 on his entire campaign. And as the new first ward-elect, his biggest priority is getting the government out of the way and out of the pockets of his constituents. There were five open council seats on Tuesday's ballot. The newly elected council members will take office on April 15th. Voters in Jackson County rejected a stadium sales tax that would have been crucial to fund a new ballpark for the Kansas City Royals and renovations at Arrowhead Stadium. Unofficial results from Kansas City and Jackson County show 58% voted no. Magna Workmeister is an organizer with Casey Tenants, one of the groups that opposes the tax.
More and more people are realizing poor and working class folks don't have to subsidize a billionaire's private profits.
Chiefs President Mark Donovan says the teams are disappointed.
We feel we put forth the best offer for Jackson County.
Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas says he looks forward to working with the teams to build a stronger and collaborative process to keep them in Kansas City. I'm Harshan Ratanpal, KBIA News, Columbia.